Hi guys, welcome to part five of my video series, Procedures Under Local Anesthesia. Today we're gonna talk about a really popular procedure, the mini lift under local anesthesia. Yes, you can have a facelift under local anesthesia. Why would you do it? Well, if you have sagging skin or the dreaded jowls along the jawline, you wanna lift that. Maybe you're in your late 40s, early 50s, and you've tried non-invasive procedures like thread lifts and things that don't really work, and you really wanna tighten, get that defined jaw and V-shape back, a mini lift under local might be for you. First thing we do is give patients some medications that relax them, and then I design the incision lines, which run underneath the temporal hair, in the crease of the helix, behind the tragus, in the crease of the lobule, and then go for a short extent behind the ear. So more minimal access, smaller incisions than we do with a traditional facelift. The face is prepped, patients are then lying down. We then numb the face with local anesthesia. You feel a slight burning and stinging. I usually start with the right side of the face, numb that entire area. Because the procedure is mostly done on the sides of the face, it's quite easy for patients. The skin is elevated, the underlying smaz muscle, which lifts and tightens the jowls, is then tightened, and then excess skin is trimmed, and then fine closure with very meticulous closure with sutures. Whole procedure takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours. It's relatively painless, with most recovery in the first 7 days. Sutures are removed 5, 7, and 10 days after. Then the jowls are lifted. You get that V-shape back with more youthful definition along the jawline. So that's a mini lift under local.